Oh, Bob's girl.
His old lady? Charles Freck said, nodding.
No, he never got into her pants. He tries to.
Is she reliable?
Which way? As a lay or? Barris gestured, hand to mouth and swallowing.
What kind of sex is that?
Then he flashed on it.
Oh yeah, the latter.
Fairly reliable, scatterbrained, somewhat. Like you'd expect with a chick, especially the darker ones. Has her brain between her legs, like most of them. Probably keeps her stash there, too. He chuckled. Her old dealer's stash. Charles Freck leaned toward him.
Arctor never bald Donna? He talks about her like he did.
Barris said, that's Bob Arctor. Talks like he did many things. Not the same, not at all.
Well, how come he never laid her? Well, can he get it on?
Barris reflected wisely, still fiddling with his patty melt. He'd now torn it into little bits. Donna has problems. Possibly she's on junk, her aversion to bodily contact in general. Junkies lose interest in sex, you realize, due to their organs swelling up from vasoconstriction. And Donna, I've observed, shows an inordinate failure of sexual arousal to an unnatural degree, not just toward Arctor, but toward... He paused grumpily. Other males as well.
Shed, you just mean she won't come across.
She would, Barris said, if she were handled right. For instance, he glanced up in a mysterious fashion. I can show you how to lay her for 98 cents.
Well, I don't want to lay her. I just want to buy from her.
He felt uneasy. There was perpetually something about Barris that made his stomach uncomfortable.
Why 98 cents, he said. She wouldn't take money. She's not turning tricks. Anyhow, she's Bob's chick.
The money wouldn't be paid directly to her, Barris said in his precise, educated way. He leaned toward Charlie Freck, pleasure and guile quivering amid his hairy nostrils. And not only that, the green tint of his shades had steamed up. Donna does coke. Anybody who would give her a gram of coke, she'd undoubtedly spread her legs for, especially if certain rare chemicals were added in strictly scientific fashion that I've done painstaking research on.
I wish you wouldn't talk that way, Charles Freck said. About her. Anyhow, a gram of coke selling now for over $100. Who's got that?
Half sneezing, Barris declared, I can derive a gram of pure cocaine at a total cost to me for the ingredients from which I get it, not including my labor, of less than $1.
Bullshit.
I'll give you a demonstration.
Where do these ingredients come from?
The 7-Eleven store, Barris said, and stumbled to his feet, discarding bits of patty melt in his excitement. Get the check, he said, and I'll show you. I've got a temporary lab set up at the house until I can create a better one. You can watch me extract a gram of cocaine from common legal materials purchased openly at the 7-Eleven food store for under $1 total cost. He started down the aisle. Come on, his voice was urgent.
Sure,
Charles Freck said, picking up the check and following.
The mother's dingy, he thought. Or maybe he isn't. With all those chemistry experiments he does and reading at the county library, maybe there's something to it. Think of the profit, he thought. Think what we could clear.
He hurried after Barris, who was getting out the keys to his Carmen Ghia as he strode in his surplus flyer's jumpsuit past the cashier.